When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Taylor Hendricks, and you're listening to the Jazz Game Rewind.
Durant working a left-hand dribble on Hendricks to the rack. Taylor blocked him. Taylor Hendricks blocked the 14-time All-Star.
In this modern NBA, where scoring continues to trend up, tonight was no exception as the Suns and Jazz combined for 199 points, and that was just in the first three quarters. It was an offensive onslaught by Phoenix, whose 75 first-half points set them up to take this one by a final of 129-115. The trade deadline's passing saw some Jazz players head elsewhere, as Simone Fontecchio, Ochai Agbaji, and Kelly Olynyk were dealt before today's deadline, and their departures left some holes in the rotation for Coach Will Hardy to fill. A shorthanded Jazz team just wasn't able to keep pace with a Suns team that shot 60% from the field, 50% from three, and took this victory in wire-to-wire fashion. I'm Davis Ellington, and I'll bring you all the high-flying action from tonight's contest right here on Jazz Game Rewind. Tonight belonged to Kevin Durant as he filled up the stat sheet in all aspects. The future Hall of Famer set the tone for the game with 19 first quarter points. In total, the Slim Reaper tallied 31 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists, 2 blocks, and a pair of steals in tonight's contest.
31-24, here's Durant, guarded by John Collins. Pulls for 3, hits it. You can't give him space. Durant on the baseline, fading, hitting, oh my, he's just vibing right now. Hendricks going to get some extended time. He's got Durant here. Shakes him. Durant to the rim. Dunks it. Taylor Hendricks just about came out of his shoes. He got shook so bad. Fast break the other way. Dunn trying to close on Durant, but can't in time. And Durant buries the 3-7-2 Phoenix.
Durant had an impressive showing, but the Jazz have a unicorn of their own in the form of Lauri Markkanen. After being held to just 2 points in the game's opening quarter, the 7-footer hit the court with vengeance in the second, scoring 11 points in the frame to keep his team within striking distance going into the half.
To Markkanen, he catches it 8 feet, puts it over the defense and in. Markkanen, free throw line, Jay up and in. Long rebound, Sexton, burst through the lane, underhand scoop. Lauri at the rim with a left hand finishes it. Markkanen, left corner, quick release, 3 is good.
The Jazz went into the locker room at the break trailing by 9, a precarious lead for the Suns, as Utah has been a terrific second half team as of late. The Jazz fed that narrative at the start of the third quarter, going on a 12-6 run to open the frame and pull within 3 points of the Suns' lead, the closest they've been since the opening minutes of the game. Here's David Locke and Ron Boone with that Jazz third quarter run.
Kessler has it up top, hands to Dunn, comes off the pick, Nurkic dropping deep, they flare right wing to Sexton. Sexton drives on Grayson Allen, he gets knocked to the ground. So Nurkic is dropping awfully deep, that's how he plays. He doesn't have the mobility to come out of the floor. So if the Jazz can run picks off of Kessler, there's no defender to come out and help. See if the Jazz take advantage of that. They've been pretty good at taking care of this, taking advantage of that all year.
Yeah, he is dropping deep into the paint. And so a good pick and roll will get you a nice little mid-range jump shot.
John Collins right on the baseline. Swings it up top to Dunn. Dunn drives on Beal, left hand, wants to get to his right, can't. Takes the fadeaway, misses it. John Collins puts the miss up and in.
Well, he has a way of sliding and slipping between defenders and comes up with putbacks and offensive rebounds.
Chris Dunn guarding Durant to start the quarter. Durant drives hard, bounces down low to Nurkic. He pump fakes once. Kessler gets into his body. Foul on Walker. Nurkic finishes the basket. 77-69. Markkanen, guarded by Nurkic, drives hard with the right hand, puts the right hand runner up and in. That is a big time move right there by Lauri Markkanen.
7 foot, not worried about getting his shot blocked.
Pass inside, Nurkic, Collins overplays his left shoulder, knocks it away. Jazz on the run. Sexton leaves it behind for Lauri, and then Sexton trying to get out of the way, runs Kevin Durant over, sending him into the front row. And that's a foul on Collin. Didn't know where to go. Collins smiling, laughing. I had nowhere to go. Tried to leave it behind, then nowhere to go. Beal. Bradley averaged 30 points a game twice in his NBA career. Gives it to Durant. Left corner three, no good. Dunn rebounds. Jazz are within seven. They haven't been this close most of the night. Here's Lowry. Hard drive. Forgot the basketball. Scoots away from him. Allen has it. Two-on-one break. Beal at the basket. Dunn tries to contest. Beal finishes over him. Big sequence right there. Jazz had a chance to cut it to five. Yeah, it's back up to nine.
And at our angle, you can see that Lowry was starting to lower the shoulder into the defender, and the ball didn't come with him.
Dunn swings left side to Sexton. Kessler hands it back to Collin. He drives the baseline, comes around the other side on a squirrel dribble, fades away from 7 feet and scores it. Nice. Just such patience. 79-72. Beal gets into the window, floats another one up and in. Bradley Beal's a bona fide scorer, and he's their third option when everyone's healthy. 81-72. Kessler, left wing to Dunn. Markkanen trying to play pick and roll. Dunn shoots it off the bounce. Three, does not do that very often and nailed it. Wow. That is not a usual shot in Chris Dunn's repertoire.
Well, he's made 9 of 17 from that spot.
Nurkic on the right block. Puts a big shoulder into Walker. Moves him twice. Now terminates. Back out to Beal. Resets Nurkic in the post, 12 feet out. Flips back to Beal. Beal drives with the right hand, lost the dribble out of bounds, off his knee.
He's so concerned about creating the angle and putting the shoulder into Dunn, dribbles off his leg.
Jazz within six. Sexton swirling around, gets pushed out of bounds by Allen, and a foul on Grayson. That's not free throws this early, but it is team foul number two on Phoenix. Hope everybody's having a nice time at the watch party. If you happen to be listening or driving on your way there, marketing. Brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Top to Sexton. Off the bounce, three angle left is good. That's not in his repertoire either. And the Jazz have cut it to three, and Frank Vogel needs a timeout. Utah trailed this by 19. They've never led. And they are on a nice little surge right here. The Utah Jazz with back-to-back threes by Sexton and Dunn have cut it to three, 81-78, timeout in Phoenix.
Though the Suns were able to stave off Utah's second half push, there were bright spots for the Jazz in this one. None bigger than the play of John Collins, who logged his 16th double-double of the season. Collins was all over the interior in this one, racking up 21 points and pulling down a team-high 14 rebounds.
Keontae, left-hand drive, lobbing. John Collins is a high up there, over Camelback Mountain and throwing down two. Hendricks, nice bounce pass to John Collins, who takes the right hand, cocks and hammers. Push ahead, John Collins, right down the middle of Camelback Road for a slam dunk. Lofts it up. John Collins goes over the top and dunked it.
With the loss tonight, Utah falls back to a game below 500 at 26-27, still with a grasp on the 10th seed in the West. The Jazz return home to play their final three games before the All-Star break next week. These games could prove pivotal for all involved, as Utah will host the Golden State Warriors for a pair of contests and the Los Angeles Lakers as well. All three teams are currently battling for spots in the play-in tournament, so these head-to-head matchups could definitely shake up the standings going into the break. The Jazz will face off against Golden State on Monday, February 12th at the Delta Center. Tickets are available at utahjazz.com, and you can find all your Jazz content on KJazz and Jazz Plus. As that'll do it for us here at Jazz Game Rewind, I'm Davis Ellington. We'll see you next time.